time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I got in trouble for drinking at a frat party.
Uh-oh, wait, doesn't that happen at every frat party?
Yeah, I think so.
So why'd you get in trouble?
Well, it was kind of my fault because we were at the party and some guys came running in. They're like, the cops are coming. Everybody who's under 21, go run upstairs. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to grab a beer first. So I was filling up at the keg and then the cops came in and then they busted me.
Are you under 21?
Not anymore. I was when it happened. And they got me.
Not cool, man.
Yeah, so.
So literally they caught you like red-handed or like red-cupped?
Red-cupped, literally.
So what did you say when they walked in?
I started complaining. I was like, are you serious right now? You're going to bust me for this? I'm 20 years old. I'm at a frat party. Really, am I breaking the law? Am I a criminal? They were like, sorry, man. Got to do it.
So what advice do you have to other 20-year-olds that are going to go to frat parties this year?
Run away from the cops.
Yeah. That's what the advice is. Just run. It'll be fine.
I like how he's like, am I breaking the law? Well, yeah. You are.
You are.
That is exactly what you're doing right now.
Just goes to show what privilege gets you. You're at a college, at a frat party, drinking a beer. You can say to the cop, what is your problem?
Exactly.
How dare you come into this frat house? My parents paid good money for me to be at this school. They pay your taxes. I will drink whenever I want to. Do that too. At a broke house party? No. Mm-hmm. That place is being shut down. Everybody's going to jail.
Yeah, they're all running from the get-go.
Exactly.
Yeah. As soon as they see a car that looks like a cop car, everybody's running in a broke neighborhood.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Somebody owes me money.
Oh, so you are here to sue them?
Correct.
What is the case about?
An apartment complex that rented me a dirty unit and it ended up being covered in meth and they tried to cover it up and...
Did you say meth?
Meth. The apartment was being used as a lab.
And they just let you rent it? They sold it to you or whatever?
Yep. They didn't clean the rugs enough. I found a razor in the back. There was some broken glass. And I'm like, razor, broken glass, complaining neighbors. And then when I moved in, somebody said, oh, yeah, by the way, the previous tenants were meth addicts.
What was your reaction?
Not cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to court for any other reasons?
Yep. I got hit by a semi-truck.
Whoa. What? Wow, so this is just peanuts compared to that other thing.
That's why she's so chill, like, man.
Yeah. Whatever. I could be being hit by a semi-truck right now.
Whoa.
And, yeah, in my life, I know exactly how that feels, and I can tell you it's worse than renting an apartment that used to be a meth lab.
I think you just found the unluckiest woman in the planet.
Here's another question. What you doing at the courthouse?
What you doing at the courthouse?
Getting a restraining order.
You're getting a restraining order for why?
So these people can stop messing with me.
Who's messing with you, man?
The police.
Did they actually, like, do anything to you or anything?
No.
Okay, so did you get a restraining order?
It's like I don't know.
I do know one thing.
So...
He's going to be very convincing in the courtroom.
Yeah.
I hope he's his own lawyer.
Yeah. So what happened? Well, you know. Just want... What'd I come in here for? I like that dress, Judge.
God, can you imagine being a judge?
Yeah. Oh. Don't envy their job. It is a tough job.
Oh, my God.